So Dan, so remember how when you were still at the house, we put in what, like 70 hours to Persona 5 Royal?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, hey, like it shows up in my library on my PlayStation account. I'm like, I wonder if I go and like get the game and, you know, whatever. And if I can bring down like my save, like the save file that we had. I can't.
It's tied to my account.
Or something, I don't know. Yeah. So long story short, I'm 15 hours into Persona 5 Royal.
Yeah! Yeah!
Like,
do it!
Like I'm at the Madarame fight.
Keep going.
So, yeah.
I enjoy that game.
Which is hilarious, because I was like, I was playing Persona 5 like a week ago, and I was just like, okay, I'm at Okumura's palace, which like is probably the worst part of the game.
Yeah, it's definitely not one of my favorites.
Probably like the worst part of the game, and
things haven't opened up yet. You don't have a whole lot of it's pretty basic.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't, you know,
it's whatever. Almost like a lengthy tutorial.
No. So Haru's.
Oh.
Yeah, the spaceport.
Oh.
Yeah, not Kamoshida, not Kamoshida.
Yeah, I was wrong. Are you already there?
In the original Persona 5.
Yep.
So I was in Okumura's palace.
Oh, okay. So like that was not where you're at now, but where you left off the first time?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So like, but like I had done enough where like I messed up enough.
Yeah.
That I was just like, you know what? Like I'll get Royal and either I'll bring it down, I'll bring your save in, or I'll just start again. Cause like I know so much more now.
Mm-hmm.
And with like all the features and stuff, and I was just like, I looked and I'm like, okay, I probably have like 50 hours into the save file, and I'm like, am I really doing this? And I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm really doing this.
Yeah, that one, it was a long one, and it definitely wasn't my favorite out of them. Mm-hmm. But it was all right.
But now, like that, I know everything like that I do about the game, and like, because this was my first.
There's a lot of mini bosses in that one.
Yeah, and this is my first Persona game that like I've actually like gone in and played soup to nuts, because like I dabbled with 3 and 4 before 5 came out, but like I never was like, okay, I'm gonna play the whole thing.
I haven't played any of them.
Yeah, it's
I can't start one without beating it.
Yeah, it's well, that's my issue now too. Is like I've got the Nocturne remake.
Mm.
Or remaster.
See, the rest of the Shin Megami Tensei series, I am very much not the same way as I am with Persona. Persona just have better stories than the rest of the Shin Megami Tensei games.
Yeah.
The gameplay is great in Nocturne, and it's a fucking challenging game because it'll kill you randomly. There are characters that have one-shot kills.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, Nocturne and Persona, like, they're... SMT, like, the mainline games in Persona, they are... Not wildly different.
No, they're all the same systems, but they're different in terms of narrative, different in tone, and different. They're very different in difficulty too.
Yeah, and it's typically like SMT is basically typically like the main character, and then the compatriots,
whatever monsters you talk.
Yeah, the monsters that you recruit. Whereas Persona, it's
your character has access to all the monsters.
But then you also have a party around you.
So like, fixed abilities and fixed options.
Hey, speaking of parties, when are we going to do our lovely D&D gimmick?
I'm up for whenever.
I need to...
I'm already prepped.
I need to make a...
Character?
I need to make a character.
Well, we would have to do a session zero anyway. Everyone makes their own character. And generally, when you want to kind of have an idea of what the campaigns you look like when you make a character,
because
there are some campaigns where some classes just don't work.
Okay, like, so like, will when we do like session zero, will you give us like a hey? This is the synopsis of what you guys are getting into.
This is a synopsis of what you guys are going to get into. This is the quest that you're starting off with. And granted, I'm pretty flexible in terms of coming up with stuff too. Like, I'm sure that I can.
Mm-hmm.
Adjust based off of what people decide to do, but like if you try to play certain like races or certain classes, they don't always work with certain groups. So for instance, if like you're going into a castle dungeon, like, and you're in a physical building, having a druid in the group doesn't really help very much because you're not outside. You're all the nature access spells don't really work.
No.
You know, you're limited in that regard. So, like, that's one of those things where, like, that could be a challenging thing to have and be fun.
But you could still, like,
But you want to let them know, like, and you could do that. But, like, if you're trying to be, like, a nature-based healer, all your bonuses are gone if you're not in nature.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, all right, you know, again, you can have that challenge, but if that's the healer for the group, you guys are going to have a hard time.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one of those things where, like, you kind of play that card. You can say, oh, you can play the character you're looking for, but this is your setting.
Mm-hmm.
Or if, like, you have, like, an ice mage and you're in fucking snow, guess what? All the characters you're fighting already have ice resistance.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a fucking snowy mountain and you're an ice mage, you pick the wrong spells. You know? So that's the sort of thing that you want to avoid, and that's why you do a session zero.
Yeah.
Just so people don't get fucking clapped immediately.
Well, that's the fun part.
Well, I can do that, but, like, if you want to have, like, one session where people die, you know, that's...
This would be my, like, this is my first...
Yeah.
It'd be my first.
Yeah, like, popping my D&D cherry, so, like, yeah, like...
It'd be D&D. My first time DMing. It would be only my third time playing game.
Figure it out.
But it's one of those things where, you know, I've got enough confidence that I can run a game at this point. And, it should be fun.
I'm down with the get done.
Yeah, if we can schedule something out or if we want to get more people involved, just
I know a couple
set
a
time frame. Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. I do as well.
Actually, one of the guys I had us at the suite,
mm-hmm.
the big bald guy.
Yeah, I could probably convince my wife to be like, hey, we're going to play a board game, a card game. And she'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, the card game is Dungeons and Dragons. She's going to be like, fucking hang out.
Once you can kind of get past the mm-hmm. Like once you get past the history of D&D and the stigma of it, it's very fun.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of those things where, like, that took me a long time too.
Yeah, I do need to get myself a pair of pliers and just a ton of chainmail,
mm-hmm.
so I can just knit my own chain.
There you go,
chainmail.
Yeah,
be in gimmick.
Yes,
as you're playing.
Yes.
Well, the other thing that you have to avoid, and this is the one thing that's tough being a DM, is having, like, all your players just to be murder hobos. It's like, you're like, there's a guy on the road. He's looking for help.
I killed him.
Exactly. Like, you know.
You did.
Yeah. It's like, and that's like, the guard saw that.
Yeah.
Stab the guard.
The guard stabbed that.
No witnesses.
Stabby stab, yeah. Throw him in the bush.
You're in the middle of a tavern. There's 100 people here.
Stab them all.
So that, again, that could be fun, but you have to avoid that to actually tell a story and keep going.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you end up doing that in a room. It's like, that puts a DM in a back corner, and it's like, all right, so how do I then not get you killed so we can continue the story? Despite the fact that you should realistically die in this situation. Yeah.
That you should not be surviving this.
All 100 people in this tavern have now had their heads chopped off.
Yeah. They just waited for you to come.
You stabbed everyone with a rusty nail, and tetanus shots don't exist. They're all dead.
You're level one. He blocked your knife.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Roll for initiative. Sorry, you failed. Yeah. You're dead.
He snapped your neck.
Oregon
so
Trail.
That's the sort of thing that you also want to get through with, like, doing session zero, is do a little bit of explanation of, like, so you guys can, I will be flexible, you guys can play however you want to play, but if you play this way, I will kill you.
Yeah.
This is how you go and die.
This is and when you die, you leave the table. I'm not going to let you reroll, you leave.
Save throws.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
I went live on the IGs.
Oh.
For the Podskis.
Okay.
Hopefully I have the camera pointing in the right way.
It doesn't matter. The dulcet tones of my voice.
Boom, boom, boom.
Brown chicken, brown cow. No, just kidding.
Speaking of that, some of those videos are high quality. Like, views.
Like the ones on our YouTube page?
Yeah. They're up in the hundreds.
Woo! Yeah, that tends to, like... That tends to happen after a while.
Yeah, some of them are super high. Some of them, you know. or low?
Where's my bag of money, Nord?
Yeah. You know, if we posted consistently, it would be more. And like, cause I'm looking at something, like I'm looking like just like the thumbnail on this one that we did for the Johnny Gargano, Kyle O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
The smoking, like I would click that thumbnail. That's a good looking thumbnail, but like
smoke show.
It's just a combination of consistency and stuff. And that, like, that's the one thing where I'm like, okay, I've got no problem putting together like a thumbnail. Thumbnail is pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
But the cutting up of like our, like yeah, the clips. Episode and stuff. And like, I don't have the time.
That's where I think you should just focus on clips. I don't think you should put the whole episode up. Let the podcast be the cast. Do like a 5-minute clip.
But I try to, like, I was trying to put up like 2 or 3 clips per episode.
Mm.
Cause then it's like, then you're putting out a clip every other day.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And I could take like, it could be like, okay, I take 1 day a week and, you know, create 3 clips out of that. But even then, like editing 1 clip,
just clips,
like not even a 5-minute clip probably takes an hour.
Yeah.
So it's like, does it make sense to potentially like pay somebody to do it? Yeah. But then it's like, I need to find somebody with like, that does quality work that doesn't exceed the budget that I would want to put into that. Like,
makes sense.
Yeah. Cause like we could get a bunch of like that's the thing with YouTube too, is like you can get a bunch of views on a video and get no subscribers out of it. You can get a bunch of subscribers out of, you know, just, you know, something you said on social media. Like it's such a weird thing where it's like,
boom.
Yeah. It's like some of my videos on the, like on my gaming channel, still consistently 15, 20 views a day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm just like,
no subscribes,
but not no subscribers. So I'm not hitting the thing to get, you know, monetization or anything like that, where I'm like, okay, basically like you need to spend
time.
The like it's basically a second job.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking of how do I different, like you've got to like from a business perspective, you got to think, how do I differentiate my content so that somebody else will want to come out and like
look at it,
watch it, and keep them entertained. But then you have to, even from like a marketing and design perspective, be like, okay, how do I get somebody to even just click on this video?
Yeah.
In your title, in what your thumbnail looks like. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's so much to it that, like,
yeah,
it blows my mind that there's people out here who,
that's all they do.
Yeah, and like they get it. Like they get it way more than I do. And like I feel like I've got a pretty good grasp on it, but it's just like there are parts of like things in my life that prevent me from getting to that thing, whether it be drive or you know, mental roadblocks, you know, ADHD, all that kind of stuff, where I get hyper focused on one thing, and then, you know, I get to a point where I just go, okay, I can't do this, you know, or I can't get past this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's, you know, it's funny because like even like, yeah, like I, even being topical with some kind of stuff was like,
where do I cut it?
Yeah, like you know, like we. So, like, I released that clip. I released a clip of us the day after the Patriots took the AFC. The AFC.
Yeah.
Like, we're on top after that Bills game.
Yeah.
Sweet, awesome thumbnail, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Had a great title. 11 views. Yeah. 11 views. And then, like, something.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. But then, like, yeah, no, exactly. Like, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Cass. Like, you know.
All my cousins.
Yeah. Whereas, like, you know, like the Sammy Guevara video.
The Comic-Con one.
Yeah, the Comic-Con one.
Kaboom.
140. Yeah, like, and 140 views. Like, that's not bad for a channel with next to no subscribers or anything. But, like. Yeah, but, like, I mean, like, on my other channels, like, I've had videos where it's, like, too, like, it's never the videos that you're like, man, I'm so proud of this video. It's going to do so well or whatever. and it fucking shits the bed. Like,
it's a big old crapper.
My last three videos. My last three videos that I did on my gaming channel have less than 600 views between the two of them, or between the three of them. The one that I did a month, like the fourth video back, I spent maybe a day on it. And it was really just like a news thing. It was like a news story. It was hey, this game. It was Dinosaur Planet. It was this leaked, not leaked game, but it was this game that was supposed to come out on the N64, got canceled and basically turned into Star Fox Adventures on GameCube.
Star Fox?
Yeah. So it was supposed to be like the last, like the swan song of the N64. And they came back with like, no, take this, put it on GameCube, whatever. And they're like, okay. And a couple, almost a year ago.
Making a furry's wet dream.
Yeah, it was basically like furry's the video game.
I know a couple.
A playable demo for it came out.
Oh, and you bring up the game? They know it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're designed after those.
Yeah.
Wouldn't shock me.
A playable demo for it came out. And, what's it called? I got... In the first, I got the majority of the views for it in the first 2 months. Like, I got, 90 views in, a day.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And then it just falls off because it's either not topical anymore. You need to stay on topic.
It's not showing the algorithm anymore.
Yeah. It's not. So it's just, for us, it's, you got to either stay... So niched down that are we putting football content? Are we putting professional wrestling content?
Answer is yes.
Yeah, it's like, are we putting only AEW content? Yeah. Are we putting only WWE content? Yeah. Are we putting only NXT? Because there are people who are so laser focused on that they will show up.
Shows up in that search. Yep.
Yeah, they will show up before you do. Yeah. And that's, yeah. And I'm sure we all have friends who know that they have their own, success on different social media channels, whether it be Instagram or Twitch or YouTube or TikTok. We've got friends across.
Hey, my feed page is doing really well.
Yeah. But we've got friends across all of those and who are all successful. And it's just crazy, to think about everything that goes into just being successful on one of those platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have one viewer.
Nice.
Yeah. Hi, guy.
So,
I waved.
Hi. Yeah.
It's a gimmick wave.
I gotta go grab some more beers.
Beer skis.
Oh, yeah. So.
Brews.
I'll be back.
I'll be right here. Stream big and try to make some money.
Because this is half of my source of income. That's all I got.
I'm so sorry for you.
It's whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. But all right, now that Will's gone.
All the fun.
Yep. What are you bouncing, Brad?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Still applying to jobs.
Yep.
Because I left mine because it was a joke.
My job's a joke, but I'm going to keep with it.
Well, you're making that Apple money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, doesn't mean it's not a joke, but
stock.
It's a fun joke, I guess.
Is that booger or blood?
it's one of those things where it's a job.
Yeah,
it's engaging, so I'm not worried about mine. But
I have a side hustle, but my side hustle also only lasts for 8 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So April,
people don't get married in the winter. So
They do, but not a lot.
I would want to go to a fucking ski slope and do a ski wedding.
Some people that do.
Yeah, that would be awesome. In my opinion, just showing up to a ski resort and doing
You get a nice discount.
Other people spend too much time on the fucking ceremonies and shit too.
Yeah.
But have a good section like a nice building near your ski resort and just be like right after, just be like, yeah, let's go hit the mountain.
Well, a lot of, I think there's three or four ski resorts that have, they do weddings.
But yeah.
They have like a hotel there because they're a ski resort.
Yeah.
So the whole wedding party just stays in the hotel.
Exactly. Like just kind of like sit at the fucking, like grab some beer, being like,
yeah. Go to the lodge.
You know, sit in a hot tub, you know, whatever the resort is, and then go to the lodge and, you know, go
some
skiing.
Of the lodges are nice.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly it. It's like, these are nice places. Like, why don't I see this very often, man?
If I skied or snowboarded,
yeah,
that'd be my thing, but I don't. But just being the DJ that goes into the venue, I'm like, wow, this is a nice-ass lodge.
Yeah.
I do like all the TV shows that you used to watch when you were a kid, and everyone just hanging out by the fire.
And some of these places, you know, during wintertime look gorgeous. So it's like, why not?
Exactly.
I guess people don't like fucking cold, but, you know.
No, it's definitely colder up there.
Yeah, but I honestly prefer... Like, I would prefer to do like a cold weather winter versus a fucking one during like the 110 degrees in the middle of summer.
Yeah. You
know, I would much rather be wearing a suit than being in the middle of summertime.
Inside by the fire instead of, you know, 110 degrees inside a building.
It's like, I'd much rather dress up for that than have to like show up dressed up for like an outdoor wedding in August.
And the thing with like outdoor stuff
during
the summer is you also have to compete with the outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's nice outside. So everyone's going. Yeah, outside.
You have that same group of people there that are just there for vacation and not for...
They're going outside to have a cigar, play cornhole.
I mean, I guess you're doing that if you're doing a ski-based wedding, too, you're dealing with all that, too. People there just skiing. You
know, yeah.
There for the seasonal stuff.
But then they're stuck inside, though.
Yeah.
Versus a summer wedding where people go outside to have, you know, that cigar that lasts an hour and a half. Or play cornhole or whatever the venue has type of thing outside versus like, it's cold outside. Yeah. Let me just stay inside by the fire. I was like, oh, I like this song. Let me go dance. Whereas like, oh, sorry, I just lit my cigar. I won't be in there for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
There's one venue I do that's like that. They have a fire pit, cornhole, and then everyone else just kind of goes
outside. So like whenever you need to actually start something, it's like wrangling kittens. Like,
oh, 100%. 100%.
Everybody get on the dance floor.
Oh, it's the sometimes it's
only 20% of the people are here in the building.
Yeah, but, you know, very bad. Yeah. And their bar is on the opposite end of the venue.
Ah, not good.
Where their bar? Sad part is they have two bars, but they only use the bar that's on.
They open the one. Yeah,
they open the one on the other side. So you have to go through the venue into. The opposite end.
That becomes its own thing. Like that becomes like a drunken adventure for the people that like
dude,
trying to go.
You have no idea. No idea. I had a one couple, right? That I saw them 20 minutes out of the entire time because they were just in the other room at the bar. So it's literally like wrangling kittens. Oh, we're going to do your first dance now. We got to go back. Waiting. Yep. Parent dances. Oh, got to wrangle them in. Come on. Groom disappeared.
Wedding season.
No one saw him.
Yep.
No one saw him.
Where'd he go? Who knows? Yeah.
Last hour and a half of the wedding, no one had any idea where he was.
Do some nose beers.
He was doing something. I have no idea what, but he was gone.
One of the bridesmaids.
Just kidding. Ghosts.
Yeah.
I have not had that happen yet, that I know of. At least.
I would say it's definitely happened.
That I know of, at least. But I'm sure it's happened. Some crazy things happen. One guy had split his pants.
Oh, no.
It's always fun.
And not like a little split. I meant like
straight up.
Full split from the front to the back.
Yeah, from the window to the wall.
So the sweat, literally, you saw his balls.
Mm.
Nice.
Those.
Fantastic.
Crazy.
Oh, my girls are crying.
Teaming up.
I was going to say, them dogs are going crazy right now.
Yeah.
It's a partnership right there.
Are either of you staying for dinner?
I probably won't.
I hadn't planned on it, but what you eating?
I'm Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oof. I do have a gift card of Wild Wings. You guys want to go this week? Actually, next week, because this week's almost over.
Yeah, I mean, we could just go out next week after.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't want to, what's it called?
I had not planned on it, so.
Okay, so we'll do it for next week then.
I do have a gift card.
They've got like a dollar in my name right now, too.
So. Oh, yeah. That. Oh, yeah, because we didn't go to the casino. You want to go next week?
Maybe. I kind of have to catch up on stuff.
Well, that option is there as long as I'm not working.
All right.
Sweet.
Any day.
Yep.
I just need my bonus.
I mean, I can turn maybe $25 into a couple hundred.
That's fine.
Yeah,
we can make it happen.
Yeah. Just go to Boston Billiards, do some light betting there.
Yeah,
build up a little bit, and then you go to the bigger casino. Yeah.
There's also that Moose one off of Exit 6 now.
Yeah, the lucky
yeah,
the lucky Moose.
The lucky Moose.
I haven't been in there yet. He goes
Moose
there?
Are not lucky.
No.
I drove him past. I was like, oh, I keep forgetting that's there.
Any of those smaller venues, I always feel like sadness. Like, you know, it's like.
One second.
People going into like, they have like legitimate like gambling issues.
Oh, yeah. Because they can't afford the real place.
Yeah.
Or the, I've been in the river once.
Yep.
But only to drink. I've never been there to actually like gamble.
Same. I've never gambled there.
Yeah.
Gambling, like I'm not a huge gambler anyway. But I'll play some blackjack.
And, I like blackjack.
Yeah, I'll play some blackjack.
And, I like playing with a friend because it's easier.
Yeah.
Because then you could both run the table.
Well, my favorite part was like, my favorite part times was I was down at Foxwoods for a bachelor party. And I sat down very drunk at a blackjack table.
And, the like, best kind.
Well, the rest of the table was like trying to like get me to like do certain like things. Like, oh no, you shouldn't hit there. I was like, shut the fuck up. I'm playing.
I do what I want.
Yeah, but like I'm like literally telling the rest of the table, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're not do this.
Yeah, it's like I'm the one putting my money down. I'm gambling.
Yeah.
And I just won. So
I like to double down on this. Yeah. Like double down. Sir, you have three. I like to double down. Yeah. Can you split these, please? Yeah. That makes five. Yeah. Split them.
It's just you hit, sir.
Nope, I'm going to stay.
No, it wasn't even like that. It was like, you know, like the old like shit, like double down, like on 11 and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like people just follow old tropes and it's like, you should do that. And I was like, no.
I'm going to do it.
No. You know, but like, I can't really, I asked to hit, like, I think it was like a 16 or something like that.
Yeah.
And someone was like, no, you should say. I'm like, I'm at 16. Yeah, it's like, I'm literally gambling here. This is what I'm doing, is I'm gambling.
So,
the odds are not in my favor. I understand this.
Certain tables, though,
depending
where you go, they have a limit where if the dealer has, say, 16, they have to stay.
Yeah.
Or 17, they have to stay. Or 18, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I always try and play the table, whereas like, oh, the dealer has to have a certain amount.
Yeah, that's where you end up playing everybody else.
Yeah.
But it was funny because like someone was like, oh, you shouldn't do that. And I was like,
watch me.
I am gambling. I understand this is a risk and it's a high risk.
Are you going to pay my tab?
Yeah.
Are you going to pay it? Yeah. Do you have $100? Do you have $100?
But what ends up happening in those situations is usually go to a low risk, like a low entry table.
Yeah.
And about an hour in, I'm up 300, 400, and they
That's when you should walk away.
I never do.
Dude, I did that with craps.
Yeah. But the thing is 9 times out of 10, they just raise the stakes.
Yeah.
As I start building up.
Yeah.
Like,
instead of 10, it's 20 now.
Yeah, like, oh, it's 20 now. And I'm like, oh, I got a hot hand. I'm going to stay. And
it doesn't.
No.
Oh, man. So I played craps when I went to Vegas. I played craps. It was, I don't know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, right? And I was still in like New England time. So my body was like, nope, you're awake now. It's 7 a.m. It's time for you to get up. Went and played some craps. I was all by myself. I was up like $300-$400 just playing craps by myself because there's no one else rolling. So it was just me just constantly rolling. And then, you know, that 5 o'clock time frame.
You and the person calling you sir at the table.
Yeah. Yeah. We were on a first name basis because, you know, I was there. It was just me. And then 5 o'clock came around, 6 o'clock, whatever time it was. And this new person had come on. And that's when I just started losing money. I should have walked away. But it didn't.
No.
And then I went from up plus 300-400 to zero.
Yeah, that's my usual experience. Is, you know, I generally will walk away before I lose everything. Like before, I'll end up like winning. Like I'll be better off than when I started, but I would have been up much better Like if I just like
had you walked away like
20 minutes earlier,
or like an hour into your night, but then it's like, where's the fun in that? Like,
oh, there's a lot of fun in having $400 or $500 you didn't have before.
But then you're
there's a lot of fun there. But
then you're at a casino for the rest of the night. Like,
but I people watch, so like, that's not one. Casinos are fucking amazing for people watching.
Yeah,
100%. 100%.
Like I could be enjoyed. Like, if you give me like a nice glass of scotch on like without me paying for it, and I'm sitting at a table and I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just looking around. I'm having a good time. Yeah. Like, I will people watch the fuck out of a casino just because there's the weirdest fucking people at the casino.
Yeah, 100%.
So before the pandemic started, one of our I used to go on like a yearly trip to Foxwoods with one of our mutual friends.
Yeah.
And we would just go down like the weekend before, like not even the weekend before, but like the couple days leading up to Thanksgiving, we'd go down for a night because rates are dirt cheap.
100%.
And we both would take, you know, just take off the entire week because, you know, it's, you know, Thanksgiving. So you typically have Thursday, Friday off either way, depending on the company and shit. So we'd just be like, okay, I'll take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. Let's go down. We go down Monday night or whatever. Have a nice steak dinner. Play blackjack or whatever. And I maybe play blackjack twice a year. And it's typically that night. And if, you know, I go to Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun or whatever for like, just, you know, like a birthday party or a bachelor party, whatever. And I'm lucky enough that I get typically like up enough that like, just like pay for my room, pay for my meal. Like I always end up breaking, I always come out like ahead, but like,
it's always good when you go to a casino,
but it's always ahead to the point where it's just like, oh, I'm only justifying like, you know, like the $60 steak I ordered at dinner and, you know, in my cut of the hotel room for the night type of deal. Like, you know, it's never like a, you know,
I haven't played poker. Have you guys played poker in the casino yet?
No.
Yeah.
I just don't like poker. I don't know.
I enjoy poker, but it's one of those games where like, It takes forever and I'm not particularly great at it. Like I show my frustration very easily.
Okay.
So like
the poker face isn't there.
Well, no, the poker face is there for like a good hand. Yeah, like people generally don't know when I have a good hand.
Yeah.
But if I'm not getting the hand I'm looking for, the table's not going the way I'm looking for it.
You can tell.
I can tell, and I know that other people can tell.
Yeah. For me, I like games of chance. So
I just
like,
play every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like for me, like when I go to the casino, blackjack is the closest thing to like a game that's not a game of chance that I will play.
Yeah.
Like other than that, it's like I'm either at a roulette wheel.
I play craps.
Or like at a slot machine. And if I'm at a slot machine, it's because I want to drink.
For free.
Yeah. And if
actually,
you know, I tried to learn craps at a friend's bachelor party.
Yeah.
Because that's what he played, and it's deceivingly hard.
Yeah, dude, I watched a week,
deceivingly hard,
a week's worth of videos.
Yeah,
during,
I think I went. I think like he showed me how to play, and I think I just sat there the entire night and just bet the line.
Yeah,
just bet the line. I was like, all right,
that was the good thing when I played. It was, you know, 4 a.m., so no one was at the casino.
Yeah,
or their time 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So no one was there.
So you know how Shane's been released?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's already calling him out for AEW.
Nope, please.
Shane O'Mac is all elite.
Oh, no, please.
Dax goes, holla at you, boys.
Yeah. The best in the world is all elite.
Yep. Here comes the money.
Yeah. One thing I did see is...
I wouldn't mind him coming over as a manager, but...
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just saw this tweet. So, you know how Ollie is trying to get released? Ali, please release me. Vince, no. Shane, I love you, Dad. Vince, you're fired.
True facts.
That's some funny shit.
But, yeah. What's it called? They gave him an extra year or two or whatever it was, but WWE 2K22, I saw a gameplay video for it, like an actual match.
It looks...
It doesn't look bad. They upgraded, like, the animation system, and they've revamped it to... It seems like it's going to be a little more arcadey than it used to be.
Well, it took them 2 years, but yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not going to buy it the day it comes out.
I when I see
but,
it.
But, yeah, but, like,
that's what I'm afraid of. Like, I want to grab it, but also I'm, like, don't want to because I know... past experience
I wouldn't
how bad it was
if you've got you've if you're still on a PS4 I probably wouldn't get it just because
yeah I'm on the floor
they nerf a bunch of shit for past gen stuff and that's just like sports
they
game.
Just don't spend it
yeah
on
it. Yeah like that's just a what's it called you know, like the flag like get it for whatever like the flagship is so if you get a PS5 or an Xbox Series X or whatever get it for that but like yeah I wouldn't
yeah I'm on the floor still on the floor
so I've been playing the latest Pokemon and
Pokemon
yeah
gotta it catch them all.
Both enjoyable and frustrating at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it's really enjoyable because there's a lot of cool new ideas and a lot of cool gameplay things.
Yeah.
But it's what it should have happened 10 years
ago. It looks like a fucking GameCube game.
What do you play
on? It's on Switch.
Switch.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the frustrating part is if they actually spent time to make this series what it could be, it would be so good. It'd be so good. Did I lose the viewer?
still go on.
Okay. But anyway, it's...
If it's the same person, this is right up his alley.
Yeah. It could be so good. Like, this could have been, like, a memorable game for, like, generations had they actually put the time and effort in. Instead of just kind of experimenting, which is what they're doing. Like, they're just kind of, like, experimenting with new gameplay kind of situations.
Yeah.
And they're not really investing the time or effort to make it a polished game. Mm-hmm. And that bugs the shit out of me. Like,
yeah,
this is right up his alley. So,
yeah,
speak to him.
You should put okay for next time, but we can set it so that like it will be in portrait mode, like so you can do portrait mode.
Word.
Yeah.
Are you trying to interact in chat? Is that what we're doing?
Well, so we're on what's it called?
The IGs.
IG live.
Yeah.
So
great.
I don't know how. Like,
trying to get those viewers, son.
Gotta get them views.
I don't know. Like, can people how do people see on IG Live if they're not following you? Can you find them like off like the Explore page?
Yeah,
or anything
I think
like
it's
that?
A random thing that pops up.
Okay, because like that's my thing where I'm
on
like
topics or like
yeah. I'm like okay, I understand why you would want that. Like you interact with your community, whatever. But like, how do you use that to grow your?
I
community?
Am effectively an old man when it comes to Instagram. I have one. I don't use it.
Yeah,
and, like,
I send you memes and you
don't
like
get
them.
Russian.
I don't even see
by the
them.
Russians.
A long time ago, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But you've got it back.
I got it back. Okay. So like, half the people following me are fucking like Russian bots. Yeah. It's amazing.
you should get things that said like Slam Dunkin sent you a post. Slam Dunkin.
I
don't have this set for my notifications.
Oh, because I legit send him like 8 memes a day.
Yeah. Oh, they're fucking hilarious.
You have my text message. Just send it through text.
It's easier to send them through.
No, it's the same button.
Because you're in this.
It's a fucking share button.
No, you're in the IG gimmick button.
Oh, when you're in Instagram.
Yeah, when you're in Instagram. Because a lot of them are coming from either meme pages or whatever pages.
All right.
Yeah.
The other day, I peed myself with one of them you sent.
Yeah. But
yeah, but I'm very much an old man when it comes to Instagram. It's like.
No, I don't. That's the last, like. I
want to try and...
It's Instagram and Snapchat. I have both, and I don't use either. And it's...
I don't use Snapchat.
I have it. It's just there.
Yeah. I look once a day.
Anytime I try to date a girl in her 20s, it's always a Snapchat.
Oh, and it's, I'm sorry, my friend.
It doesn't work out because I'm just like, I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
Do I take a picture of myself or what I'm doing?
Yeah. What am I snapping or chatting?
This gets deleted afterwards, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You could.
I'm such a noob when it comes to that shit, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always.
Why can't you text me?
Yeah.
I gave you my phone number. Why are we doing this?
Dicks.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about phone calls. It's regular text messages. Yeah. Why are things in apps when it can just be a text message? That's my opinion.
I don't know anymore. I really don't.
I mean, Instagram. Like, if you're messaging somebody directly on Instagram, or like if someone like that I knew personally was trying to like send me a DM on Twitter, it's like, no, that's not what that's for.
No.
That's for someone I don't know to send me information.
Yeah, then you get the information, then you text them.
Yeah, you text me directly if you have my number.
People, man,
because that's what I have on my notifications.
People.
Yeah.
Social media age.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know. Get a social media manager. I don't fucking know.
No, I do want to post more on this on the page.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of years, I'll have my niece run my social media.
She'll probably, yeah. I was gonna say, like,
mine's only three, so I have to wait a while.
Mine's getting up there. She's probably getting her first. I don't even know if she has a phone right now, but she's probably, if she's not, if she doesn't, she'll probably get one soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's only three.
My oldest niece got her first iPad this year for Christmas.
But she watched Spider-Man.
Yeah. I think she's going to be 10.
I gave my niece her first iPad when she was two, so.
Well, but yeah, but that's different. Yeah. That's, yeah.
That's to play learning games.
Yeah.
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 My sister sent me something the other day where she picked out Batman pajamas.
Nice.
I was like, has she even watched Batman yet? And she's like, I don't think so. Like, all
right. Starting them right then.
Okay. Starting them right. Brought it in through cultural osmosis.
Yeah.
I have a coffee cup of the house that is Batman, so maybe that's it.
Could be it.
Yeah. You forget how just, like much you're influenced as a child just by the imagery of something.
Yep. Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I love Scooby-Doo growing up.
Scooby-Doo's fucking awesome.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
The imagery of a giant Great Dane solving mysteries. It's just like, I fucking love it. I love it.
Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
It had my weakness. It had a cute redhead in it.
Mm.
See, I don't like redheads.
I was gonna be like Shaggy Dant.
Because my sister's a redhead.
Shaggy's a Super Saiyan, but
yeah, Shaggy's a Super Saiyan. Yo, they're making that Smash game that has Shaggy in it. Yeah.
Reggie?
Oh no, there's a joke that South America and Mexico did a whole thing with like Shaggy being in Dragon Ball Z and having like different levels of Super Saiyan.
Yeah, and Shaggy is like the ultimate Saiyan, basically. Yeah, yeah,
it's and Shaggy's hiding his power from the rest of the group.
Nice.
Yeah.
And who's it? Warner Brothers that owns that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're making like a free to play like Smash clone,
and he has the power up where he goes into Super Saiyan mode.
They have Batman. They've got Shaggy. So
an internet meme from Mexico turned into
a real thing.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I mean, it's
what was that gimmick thing that we watched and commentated on for like 15 minutes?
Oh, that was Mugen.
Yeah, Mugen.
Mugen.
Salty Bets. Yeah. Salty Bets. Oh man. That was great.
That was
I forgot about that.
That was a good spot.
Yeah, I've never been that great at fighting games, but I can commentate the fuck out of them.
Yeah, same. I couldn't do that.
I'm okay at fighting games. Not great.
I'm not the greatest.
Okay.
They gave me the Street Fighter for $3.99,
mm-hmm.
the PS, and I was like, oh, now I remember why I stopped playing these.
Yeah. Yeah, I will effectively destroy 50% of the people that play any kind of fighting game. The other 50%,
oh, man.
Hit or miss.
Yeah. Dan and I are right on that cusp where it's we're better than 99% of the people who just buy it just to be like, oh, Street Fighter, I remember that growing up.
Yeah.
And then there's the other 99% that is like,
oh, man.
That are like, we live or die Street Fighter.
I'm at that like bottom 25% mm-hmm. when they gave me the Mortal Kombat for free.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you have to go through the tutorial there of like pressing all the buttons mm-hmm. and like the diagonal buttons and shit. And you have to press it in the a right amount of time in order to get the combo.
Yeah, there's the group that's like they'll get it and just be like, I want to see all the shiny stuff. I want to see the ultimates, the fatalities, all that kind of stuff. And then there's the people who literally play it like it's their freaking lifeblood. Yeah.
Well, they're true.
And then. And Dan and I are right there, and we're like, we can play. We are skilled enough that we can beat that, you know, that 49.9% to the left that can't lick a stamp, and then the other half that is
their day job.
Well, for people that play fighting games, I would probably say I can probably beat a good portion of them, but again, there's that group that you're talking about that like will lab for you know, days on end on to maximize in muscle memory or combo.
Yeah. I can't do that. That's my entire, game towards the end of when I was playing Street Fighter consistently is in Dan and Fred and Chris and they can all say that I played grapplers. So mine was just a mind game, just waiting for you to fuck up. And then I just catch you with a throw and and take off a third of your health bar.
Yeah.
Zangief.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, Geef was my main. So.
Well, I very much prefer games like Street Fighter over, like, a lot of, like, for instance, like, Joe and Fred and, like, some of your guys got into, like, Marvel and into like the
Arxis games and stuff. Games. Yeah,
and I like Guilty Gear, but like the funny part is I can generally hang in Guilty Gear, mm-hmm. despite the fact I most of the time have no idea what I'm doing. Yeah. And by no idea, I just mean that like I know how certain things work, mm-hmm. and other things I know how they should function, but I don't always know the optimal times to use them.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's one of those things, like, I don't always play that game the way it should be played, but I end up being able to hang in a match because I know enough to be dangerous.
So, like, there's a thing with, like, the Guilty Gear and Marvel and, like, the combo heavy.
Well, Marvel I can't do. Yeah. Marvel is so execution-based, and, like, if you, it's very much a long combo process, and mm-hmm. if you're not getting your execution down, which I'm not, then it's... you're going to drop your combo and you're going to lose.
Yeah. And the thing for me is just like, especially with now that I kind of realized.
I like short combos, not long combos. Yeah.
The thing that I realized is because of my ADHD and like I can hyper focus on certain things, but there's such an inattentiveness to others that like combos and stuff, like I could, somebody could show me the combo and be like, okay, work on it, blah, 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 blah. And then 45 minutes later, somebody would be like, hey, Will, do that combo. I'll be like, what?
What combo? Yeah.
And then there's one other thing too, is just the audio and visual design of those kind of games are so frenetic.
Yeah,
that somebody that's with my, you know, with my, you know,
especially like, when you're going up and down, mm-hmm. like when you're losing your character on the ground, the character that's in the air.
Yeah,
it's like you're trying to figure out. I'm like, what the hell is?
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? Yeah. But there's a hilarious YouTube channel called Girlfriend Reviews, and it's this guy and his girlfriend, and the girlfriend basically, they make videos. If the girlfriend was doing like a review of the game that the boyfriend was playing as like a backseat driver, gamer, and they affectionately, dubbed when that happens, and like the frenetic, like there's so many lights and blah 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 going on in a game that they dubbed it Diarrhea Christmas Lights.
Makes sense.
When there's just so many sparkly things like that, you can't really focus on what the fuck is actually going on because there's just so much, like, just
too much.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's for me is what it is. It's like there's just too much that I can't focus on any one given thing enough to be like, okay,
here it is.
Yeah. So that's me. But like, I love fighting games. I just, you know,
I enjoy them. I just not that great.
Yeah, and I think for me recently, it's been more like, I like the WWE games. I'm excited for whenever we get, you know, a taste of the AEW game. But yeah, I just can't spend enough time just sitting in, like Dan said, like in the lab, just, you know, grinding out combos and stuff to be competitive.
See, in a game like Street Fighter, I will figure out a couple of really good go-tos in terms of like situational based things. And I don't really know every single matchup, and that's where I lack in comparison to the people that play Street Fighter.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they know the matchups, they know, you know, what maximum damage is for certain situations. And I know how to do good damage under certain situations, but I don't know always like what the best damage is at certain points or, you know, and I'll figure it out. Like, but that's part of the fun of the game for me is being able to like, is the footsies, is pacing, is baiting somebody into a mistake and getting some damage off, but not necessarily like I don't need to like do a maximum execution kill every time somebody fucks up.
72 point combo.
Yeah.
And like, okay. So like, and then like to,
it's fun for me to just kind of react and figure out where, what they're going to do or what they're going to try to do.
To go from that, have you ever been like, okay, well, maybe it's just like fighting games are fun or whatever. And like, I've always thought that like, there's something that I can compete at the highest level of.
Yeah.
And I just haven't found it yet. And like, when in video games, I'm like, okay, maybe it's just like, there's a genre game I haven't found yet that I'm like, whether it's like, oh, it's like a sports game, like a golf game or Madden or whatever. And it's just like, have you ever?
No, they'll require time investment.
Yeah, I'm like, have you ever tried to be competitive in the like, outside of just like the playing with a friend type of thing?
Because the closest was Street Fighter 4 for me.
Okay,
Street Fighter 4. I got to the point where I was pretty damn dangerous as Cody. Yeah. You know, and instead of our circle of friends, I would generally beat people
online. Yeah, like online, I remember that. Yeah,
and I was also for the beginning of Street Fighter V, very good with Rashid in seasons 1 and 2.
Yeah,
and still am. Like I can jog in and like get muscle memory. I think my rank online right now is gold.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm sitting in bronze, but yeah. It's also not like I'm like a warlord or anything like that. I don't have the time investment for that. Yeah.
The thing that bugs me is like, I feel like I was probably at my strongest in Street Fighter when it was Ultra was out, when four Ultra was out. And, like my Zangief and my Guile, I feel like were probably my two best characters. And like, had I been on my meds back then that I'm on now, like my anti-anxiety, because like I remember like how many of the tournaments and stuff we played in, and like I don't think I ever got out of pools in any of them.
My favorites was always just immediately getting partnered up against a sponsored player with Mad Catch had sponsored players, the packs, and I get paired up first round with them, or I get paired up with Fred.
Yeah,
knows exactly what I'm looking to do.
Yeah, that's for me too. Like I got like my first round, and like I had the guy. I had the guy two to one. And was it best? I forget. Were those tournaments best of three? It was best of three in the first, and then it got up to best of five or whatever.
Yeah.
And I got a round on the guy on the first one, and then I tied 1-1, and then I wound up dropping the second round and then the whole third match. But the issue was because they had a projector, and they had the projector up on the screen, so my nerves were just like
freaking
anxiety
out.
Just through the roof. When it was just like, I just need to sit there, sit back, wait for mess up. And I played it off like, oh, okay, whatever, it's nothing. I was so pissed because I knew I had that guy.
Similar to that, I think the exact same one was I got hit with a sponsored Mad Catz player 1 year, and literally the whole crew is like with this guy, and
popping off. I remember that.
He sits down and you know, he goes, "Can we stream this?" And I was like, "Yeah." But like this, I was one, already not enthused by a sponsored player first round, because I knew I was going to lose. Mm-hmm. Two, he counterpicked my fucking character like a dick. I mean, he's going to win, so it's not like it's a big deal, but he also counterpicked, which sauce, like, I knew it wasn't his main, but it's like a character that I knew was not good for that matchup. And, but that was funny. But
dick.
It's one of those things, but like in that situation, but then we go to like an after party and I'm winning casuals matches across the board with people that play the game. Like, and I'm winning casuals matches up until I run into another pro player.
Yeah.
You know, so I literally sat at a table for, I think 3 or 4 matches, and then Ryan Hart shows up, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to lose to Ryan. That's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I don't know. It's weird. I'm just at the point where, like, I can't competitive game anymore.
And yeah,
it's one of the reasons why I don't stream, like why I don't do, like, Twitch or anything like that. And like, I've even thought about it. Like,
I'll do the story ones.
So
the chugs.
The thing with that and with the chugs is he can do that because he's the chugs.
Yeah.
Because he's got a external audience interested in interacting with him. Whereas if it's just me.
People like Adam as a person.
Yeah.
Already.
Nobody likes me.
Interested in Adam as a person.
Yeah.
Nobody's interested in Will as a person.
No.
I'll throw it out there. You know.
I mean, we're only begrudgingly here.
Yeah.
Let's throw it out there. Yeah. Trying to make my man some money.
Yeah. So, I did do that for a while, and I got my best, I got my best reactions and interactions when I was playing competitive games.
Yeah.
And not just competitive games, but games, like Destiny, which had competitive aspects to it, but there are also cooperative things in it. But then you're also getting people in the community trying to play with you, trying to interact with you, and almost trying to take your stream over at times, because you get you interact with them,
yeah.
and then there's almost an obligation.
Hey, go do this.
Yeah. Hey, go do this. Or, oh, hey, can you run this raid with me? Can you do this with me? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like a, they almost feel offended if you don't.
Yeah.
And it's like a, hey, I'm trying to, like, yeah.
This is my gaming time?
Yeah.
You're like, joining me for it, but yeah. it's still my time. Yeah,
especially if, like, if you work, like, I work full time.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a life outside, like, is yeah. so for with me, with like wrestling and stuff, it's like, I can go, I can train, like I can train outside of the school, which is great in the physical aspects because like, I don't have to worry about, you know, like just working out at the gym is going to get you in shape either way. Even if I wasn't a wrestler, I would be able to, like, I could still justify going to the gym to get in shape. You know,
see, I can't.
I'm with you right there. Like, I'm right with you right there. Like, that's my whole thing. Is like, and that's why it's been a uphill climb for me since I started.
Yeah,
because
see, when I was playing sports, and I was doing basketball and all that all the time. Working out wasn't a problem.
No.
Whereas, like now, whereas I don't have anything physical to like.
I don't enjoy working out.
To do?
It's not even that it's a means to an end. It's just, it's getting conditioned enough, and it's to do the things you want to do. And I'm seeing the results of that, and it's great.
I'm like the type of person that needs that other person to work out with. It's like, oh.
I hear you.
It's like, you're going to work out? Okay, cool. I'll go with you. It's not like, oh, hey, I have nothing else to do. Let me go work out by myself.
See, I'm not that type of person, but at the same time, when I was younger, it was like, yeah, if I'm going to go work out, like, oh, I want to go do, like, a CrossFit class or this or that or whatever. Yeah. I'm now at the point where I'm like, no, I just want to go, and I've got, you know, we're right next to my gym.
Yeah, you're going to get me a gym.
I want to walk in. I want to hop on my bike for 45 minutes, zone out, watch a show.
Boom.
And get my heart rate up so I burn some calories. And so I get my cardio up. Like, that's all I care about. I don't care about, you know, like, yeah. So, yeah. like, until, like, my physique matters enough, like, you know, that I need to go and be lifting and muscle hypertrophy or whatever, and, you know, and getting the bodybuilder stuff.
24-inch pythons.
Exactly. I don't care. Until I can work, you know, a 10-15-minute match without getting gassed.
Yeah.
Or actually, you know, I mean, like, without even
cardio's your
until
friend right now.
Yeah, I'm like, until I can work a 5-minute match without getting blown up. Like, yeah.
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 That feels.
But
well, if you need a workout partner, my friend, I am available. You
should just come to Next Gen Pro Wrestling.
I thought about it, but then I was like, oh, do I want to give up all this money to DJ?
Dude, so okay, here's the thing is,
you don't need to have that goal in mind.
You don't need to have, like, I'll be honest with you. I am probably a solid year off, at least. Like, and this isn't, like, my coaches or anything telling me this.
Yeah.
This is just me going, the way I see myself progressing, I'm going to get there, but I wouldn't be surprised if I'm not actually booked for a one-on-one match.
For a while.
Yeah. And when that time comes,
I'll be there.
But no, but I'm saying you could be training too, and when that time comes, you can work your schedule around your other job. Word. Like it's not like they're not mutually exclusive things.
See, that's not like the thought that I always had was like,
and like we have a guy at the school who like he trains with us and like he does ring crew, but when he does ring crew, he's more helping out with like the AV stuff.
Is that the dude running the camera?
Yeah, that was the dude around the camera that I was with. So, like, I'm sure if they knew that, like, oh, that's your job is your wedding DJ, like,
oh, here you go, sir.
Like, here, help us set up the speakers and help you know. Oh,
speaking of that, that mic, on two Saturdays ago, whatever it was, kept cutting out.
No, I know. So, but they just needed it for the left, like, whatever.
Yeah. But like my thought, like my own thought was it was always going to compete, which is why I never kind of pulled the trigger.
No, because I think it could be complimentary because either way, even if you're not like it's not like a hard and fast, like, if you're at the school, you need to be doing ring crew or whatever.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's like, how I always thought it was going to be. It was like, oh, you signed up, so now you have to automatically give up Friday, Saturday, whenever we have a show kind of
No, gimmick. So there are some people who just, like,
train?
Well, I mean, like, obviously, like, you train because you want to get booked, but, like, they were, you know, like, that day in particular, they're just like, hey, I've got this, I can't come. Like, gotcha, you know, gotcha, like, gotcha. They're, it's like, they're not getting, like, they're paying their dues. They're not getting paid for it. They're paying their dues.
Word.
So, like.
No, I may not be far behind you.
Yeah. It's the sign up. It's, yeah.
Especially with not having a job right now. It may be a little easier for me to do that.
Yeah, and even it's a month to month thing. So like, if you try it and it's like, okay, I love this, great, whatever. Yeah. But you come in and you go, okay, hey, you know, like, maybe being a wrestler is not for me, but maybe being a ref, maybe being another, you know, talent, maybe like
something inside the biz.
Yeah, like you, I've made so many connections already. It has just like I'm. More motivated each day by the people I'm around to do.
Well, I had this idea that I'll tell you off air.
Yeah.
But remind me.
Okay. Yeah. So.
As being like a wrestler guy, not a ref or a manager or whatever, but I had an idea that I thought of after the show that I went to.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, man, this would just be hilarious for like an indie show.
Yep.
But I'll share it with you.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Want to wrap a rooskies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I'm good.
Reconvene?
Sure.
Well, all right. We'll be back next time with all our fun stuff that we...
what the fuck? what voice was that?
I don't know. I just pulled it out of nowhere.
Weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
I'm sure we'll be back at it in the next week or two as well.
Yeah, we'll be around.
We'll be here.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming.
Bye, guys.